If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then you can also hear us at your favorite podcast platform. Well, in any case, we are beginning the third week, or we actually in the midst of the third week of Advent. And as you know, the fourth week of Advent is only 24 hours. I was reading somewhere online that with the fourth week of Advent being only 24 hours, because Christmas is on Monday, that makes this the shortest Advent of them all, because of course starting, well, next year is a leap year, so Christmas will be on a Wednesday, so it's a little fourth is a little longer. So this is the shortest possible Advent we can have, and so it's only 24 hours. And it always brings up that confusion, that question comes up all the time. Well, if you have to go to church on the fourth Sunday of Advent, and you have to go to church on Christmas, which is the 2 days right next to each other, do you really have to go to church both days? And the answer is yes, but I want you to kind of understand this. We need to work in a way that we understand that when we're at the level of, do I have to go to church, then we're misunderstanding, because that's the very basic level. So we need to, as the Cardinal's been working for and stuff, to build up our liturgies and build up our communities so that people aren't saying, well, do I have to go to church? It's, we're going to church, and it's going to be exciting the next 2 days where we're going to church. And you might say, well, that's kind of interesting. How often does that happen that people think like that? Well, you know, I came back to the church in Point Loma, California, St. Charles Borromeo Parish, right there on, right there across the street from the Marine Corps Recruit Depot. And I remember when I went back to church there, the masses and everything were just so lively. And I don't mean, you know, people, especially from the Rad Trad community, people are always focused that churches need to be solemn and everything has to be this and that. Always at the other parishes, they have clown masses and stuff like that. No, that's not true. I'll tell you a funny story about that in a minute. But what actually it is Mass is supposed to be there to be a celebration of the power of God in our lives, doing it the way the liturgy is supposed to be done. And that is, in fact, what I experienced when I went to Point Loma, California, when I was a sailor in the Navy, a sailor in San Diego. And that drew me back to church. And so when I had that experience, then it was a case of not I have to go to church, it's I want to go to church. And that's the way we have to build our liturgies to do that, to really get people to want to go to church. And that's what's important. By the way, the funny story I said I'd talk to in a minute is there's a parish down in Sarasota, Florida, that is the circus parish. And it's actually because it's the headquarters of Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, it was at the time. And Sarasota, Florida, not the parish. And so there were a lot of people who would go to Mass, including clowns. The clowns would go to Mass. We have these people who are super critical, and they turn around and say, oh, did you see there's this parish and the whole bit? And when I explained what this parish was, someone came out and said that I support clown masses. And clown masses are where the priests dress up as a clown, which you will never see me do, and dress up as a clown, and they celebrate masses. It's this big celebration for children, I guess. I don't know. You'll never see me do that. And so it's a clown mass. And I'm like, no, I don't support clown masses. I support clowns going to mass. And that's what they do there. Obviously not in their makeup, but that's where many clowns go to mass, among other circus performers. And yeah, there's this blogger. He's been a blogger forever. This blogger over in, I won't say where he is. But yeah, Father Carr supports clown masses. No, I support clowns going to mass. Do you understand the difference? Anyway, that's something to look at, that our liturgies lead us to make our presence in the community, our relationship with God, our reality with God, a celebration. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, I have a suggestion for you. If you want to experience Mass here at St. Anthony in Allston, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. Now, if you're in the market for a church to call home and you weren't sure about how to go about test driving one, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. You know, if you want to come to church and you want to experience it, but you're kind of sitting there saying, I'm not ready to donate yet. I'm not ready. So I don't want to go hands hanging. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write on a piece of paper the word radio. And write radio on a piece of paper. And when the collection basket comes around, just drop that piece of paper into the collection basket. Just write radio. And that only goes to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. So if you do that in another parish or church, they're going to go, well, what's this? And they're not going to understand what it is. But if you do it here, that lets us know that you're just here to kind of experience what the church is going on and whether or not you want to make this parish home. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And we're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. We're back, and you know there are two extremes when it comes to liturgy and building the liturgy the way you want. One extreme is this very curmudgeonly type of liturgy where everyone is, you know, very, very solemn, to the point that they get very irritated of anything that they don't like, and they're always criticizing, they're always shooting down, and they're always complaining, and they're always... That has no place in any kind of Catholic parish. Although it exists, there's this whole group online that is always complaining and they don't like this, that, and the other thing. I'll give you a good example. In some parishes, there will be people, when they say the Our Father, they will put their hands in what is known as the Orans position, which means they kind of stand like a priest as they're praying the Our Father. So they're in their pew and they're holding their hands as a priest would hold his hands praying the Our Father. And there are people, you can't do that. Yeah, this is wrong. You can't. Well, there is nothing in the church. This came out from the Philippines, by the way. There is nothing in the church that says you can't do that. And so these people who are just always ready to criticize and shut down and everything else, that's wrong. There is nothing in church liturgy, and this came out of the Philippines and the Vatican, that says you can't do that. So that whole concept of people, like if you do something a little bit different that is allowed by the liturgy and they get all upset, you can't allow that. That's not right. That has no place in a Catholic parish because that shuts down the joy. Whereas on the other side is the other extreme. And that's what I just talked about earlier. Things like clown masses and puppets on the, life-size puppets on the altar and strange things like that. Well, yeah, that doesn't belong there either. And that's the other extreme. That's the turning the liturgy, taking away some of the more solemn nature of the liturgy and making it more like a party, so to speak. Well, it's neither. It is based on a banquet, which is what Jesus talks about, the heavenly banquet. But it's designed to be something where we can, as a parish community, share our experience in our relationship with God and understand that we are all connected to this God who is bringing us together to this experience of Mass. So it's really important to build our liturgies and our parishes to the point, and we chant the Mass. We chant the Mass at the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, which you have a standing invitation to. Our liturgies and our parishes come together to a point where there's a celebration of what we are doing, but we're not sitting there in a birthday party on one side, and we're not sitting there in Curmudgeonville on the other. We need this very steady balance that leads us to, when we walk out of Mass, we don't feel good like we walked out of a doctor's office, but we feel we've had an encounter with God, and God is leading us to really closer to Him as His servants in our earthly community. So we're going to talk more about this on the other side, or actually tomorrow, on the other side of today, which would be tomorrow. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. Remember, we are here every Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and on your favorite podcast platform. Just look for Catholic Audio Media, all one word, three words on Spotify. And until then, we will see you tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.